You've also seen the statements, though, from the military that there is no proof of any of this stuff, which you know is not true. I mean, you've seen also the secret studies that were done years and years ago before, if there's a modern cover-up, before that existed, studies that were done, classified, hey, this is real. We think it's real.
Well, yeah, I think what happens is that obviously most UFO sightings have a prosaic answer. Having said that, no matter how you cut it, you end up with a subset that are very good, high strange, high reliability, that they definitely happen. I think the Air Force in particular has done the nation a great disservice with the Roswell studies that have come out. Obviously, something very strange happened at Roswell. A lot of controversy over what that might be. I don't for a minute think it was Mogul balloons and dropping dummies because a 10-year interval. I mean, the facts just do not fit the report. And again, I think a lot of it gets back to we just want this to go away. You know, from an institutional perspective, make it go away so I don't have to handle it.
You've got a lot of people with clearances. And Robert Collins and Rick Doty are two of them. They had clearances when they're in the military, who say that they had seen evidence of a cover-up. You've got higher-ranking officers than them who have said that there's a cover-up. Yeah. Is it possible that there would be something going on that you wouldn't know about or had caught wind of?
Well, let's deal in probabilities. No. I mean, do I know everything? Absolutely not. Are there things under development? There are lots of stuff under development. But this is an area I looked into very carefully. Again, you found people interested, people who had seen and had very unusual experiences. But what you don't see is a big cover-up. Do strange things fly in the desert? You bet. What are they? You know, hard to say. Is there a good reason for it? Yeah, probably. Is that E.T.? I don't think so.
All right. Well, I don't want to beat a dead horse, or in this case, a dead bird. But back to the aviary for a moment, which you've conveniently ignored my original question. Now, is there anything like it, whether it's called the aviary or not? You know the names that are on that list that have been associated. You are in contact with them. Yeah. And I don't want to embarrass those folks because there are, in some cases, insensitive positions. But let's just say, is there an exchange of information, informal or otherwise, between those guys who all have an interest in this topic?
Well, as you know, for a while I did work as trying to coordinate that. I mean, our premise was that there was a cover-up, that something crashed and we, you know, some program got started. And we looked at it. It was an old boy net, quite frankly. You had to know who you were. We weren't looking for outside people to come in. You had to have the right kinds of clearances, be in the right place. But as we went farther and farther up, found no evidence to support that. I can tell you that experience has been. You periodically trip over a black program someplace like that. When you hit a program that's classified, and you're not supposed to know. You know, because they come out and slap you. Institutionally, they slap you. You get some papers to sign that said, I will never think about this again or something like that. Inadvertent disclosure is what it's called. Never happened. And again, I got to the very, very high levels. The name that comes up, Edward Teller was a friend of mine. And what part of the postulation was, if five people were in the loop, Edward would be one of them. And I have seen the comments supposedly attributed to him. Difference is, I went eyeball to eyeball with him. He was at the house for dinner to discuss this topic. Interested, particularly in the Cash Landrum case, because radiation was involved. Having said that he had any involvement, not at all.